Tim Walz stumped by question on inflation, repeats lie about Trump sales tax. By Joel B. Polak on September 17, 2024. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the Democratic nominee for vice president, was stumped Tuesday when asked by a reporter to explain what he and Vice President Kamala Harris would do for families struggling financially. In an interview with local Macon, Georgia, CBS affiliate Ms., Walz first said that he and Harris understood the problem because they are middle class. Reporter, what do you tell people who wake up each morning wondering how am I going to get by financially? Timothy Walz, Kamala and I are middle class folks. pic.twitter.com/uses7qfdnz. Trump War Room, at Trump War Room, September 17, 2024. He then offered a series of her proposals unrelated to inflation. I tell them Kamala Harris and I know something about it being middle class folks. Our family sit at the table trying to pay the bill. We know coming out of the COVID pandemic with prices where they were, that people need to see some relief. And I think that's why Kamala Harris has put out a plan, especially around home ownership, making sure we're building 3 million more affordable homes, making sure we're making the down payment assistance there. Drug prices, especially for seniors, making sure we're keeping a cap on those. That's making a difference. And then making sure we're investing in rural communities like the investment acts that have created a lot of new jobs in terms of infrastructure and other things. Those are things that we start to get a handle on it. Home ownership has nothing to do with families struggling to meet monthly expenses. Lowering drug prices is something President Donald Trump started, and which President Joe Biden also takes credit for doing. And investing in infrastructure is a long-term project. In fact, the slow pace of the Biden-Harris administration's progress on infrastructure, just 8 charging stations in 3 years, has cast Harris's promise on home building in doubt. Walz went on to claim, falsely, that Trump's plan for dealing with inflation involved a national sales tax. As Breitbart News pointed out the last time the Harris-Walz campaign used that lie, Trump has never proposed a national sales tax. That is Democrats' way of referring to tariffs that Trump has used, and promises to use, to protect American industries. Tariffs that the Biden-Harris administration has never removed, and recently increased.